Test 5. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. Situation 1. You will hear someone talking to her friend about her sister.
I don't really know what to do about Sophie. She's just not a happy person. Nothing pleases her, and now she's had a row with Dad, and they're not speaking. You know how difficult she can be. I mean, you've had problems with her in the past, haven't you, Mark?
Yes, I have, but nothing serious. I'm actually rather fond of her, but what you're describing doesn't surprise me, considering what she's like.
Look, do me a favour and have a word in her ear, will you? She might listen to someone who isn't a family member.
Count me out, Sally. I really don't want to get involved. That's something you should all work out together as a family.
I don't really know what to do about Sophie. She's just not a happy person. Nothing pleases her, and now she's had a row with Dad, and they're not speaking. You know how difficult she can be. I mean, you've had problems with her in the past, haven't you, Mark?
Yes, I have, but nothing serious. I'm actually rather fond of her, but what you're describing doesn't surprise me, considering what she's like.
Look, do me a favour and have a word in her ear, will you? She might listen to someone who isn't a family member.
Count me out, Sally. I really don't want to get involved. That's something you should all work out together as a family. Situation 2. You hear someone talking to his friend about their summer plans. Thank goodness term's nearly over. I'm really looking forward to the summer holidays.
Same here. But don't forget we've got the prize presentations on Tuesday. I suppose Rose will get the English prize as usual. Teacher's pet and all that.
Nope, she doesn't stand a chance this year. Think of how well Daphne has performed this year.
Yes, you're right. I'd forgotten about that. In any case, I think the system's unfair.
Really? Why? I can't think of a fairer system, to be honest.
How can you say that? I've never won a single prize.
That's because you're not good enough. Thank goodness term's nearly over. I'm really looking forward to the summer holidays.
Same here. But don't forget we've got the prize presentations on Tuesday. I suppose Rose will get the English prize as usual. Teacher's pet and all that.
Nope, she doesn't stand a chance this year. Think of how well Daphne has performed this year.
Yes, you're right. I'd forgotten about that. In any case, I think the system's unfair.
Really? Why? I can't think of a fairer system, to be honest.
How can you say that? I've never won a single prize.
That's because you're not good enough. Situation 3. You will hear someone talking on her mobile phone about her brother.
I hope we can get together later, Matthew. I know my brother is dying to see you. I'm going down to the station to meet him at around 6. That gives me half an hour before his train is due in. Oh, good. Come along then. In fact, why don't you come round to mine at around 5? We can have a quick snack before we leave. Okay, see you later. I hope we can get together later, Matthew. I know my brother is dying to see you. I'm going down to the station to meet him at around 6. That gives me half an hour before his train is due in. Oh, good. Come along then. In fact, why don't you come round to mine at around 5? We can have a quick snack before we leave. Okay, see you later.
Situation 4. You will hear a teacher talking to a student.
Here's your project, Stuart. You have obviously worked hard on it, and I'm glad to say it looks like your own work 100%. There was a time when you seemed to lack confidence in your own abilities and used to take words or ideas from other people's work and use them in your work without stating that they were not your own. I'm glad to see all that's behind you. This course seems to suit you, so I would stick with it. However, do watch your spelling. It's a shame to lose marks because you forget to use a spell checker. Here's your project, Stuart. You have obviously worked hard on it, and I'm glad to say it looks like your own work 100%. There was a time when you seemed to lack confidence in your own abilities and used to take words or ideas from other people's work and use them in your work without stating that they were not your own. I'm glad to see all that's behind you. This course seems to suit you, so I would stick with it. However, do watch your spelling. It's a shame to lose marks because you forget to use a spell checker.
Situation 5. You will hear a woman talking about going to buy a pet.
I went there to buy a tortoise for my young daughter, but I ended up feeling like I was at a job interview. The assistants wanted to know if I was prepared to install special lights for it in the flat, and what sort of bed I was intending to make for it. When I told him I was planning to keep it outside and use a box of straw as its bed, like I had done with my own pet tortoise when I was a child, he said he didn't think I could provide a suitable home for it and refused to sell it to me. Now I'm really worried about it all. Can you believe it? I went there to buy a tortoise for my young daughter, but I ended up feeling like I was at a job interview. The assistants wanted to know if I was prepared to install special lights for it in the flat, and what sort of bed I was intending to make for it. When I told him I was planning to keep it outside and use a box of straw as its bed, like I had done with my own pet tortoise when I was a child, he said he didn't think I could provide a suitable home for it and refused to sell it to me. Now I'm really worried about it all. Can you believe it?
Situation 6. You will hear two young people talking on the phone.
Oh, come on, Robbie. You can't be serious. I can't wait for another 2 hours. I haven't eaten all day and I'm starving.
I'm sorry, Lucy, but I've got to get this work finished today. Why don't you wait for me in the cafe opposite the supermarket and have a little something to eat if you're so hungry?
No, thanks. I don't want to spoil my appetite for dinner, and I've been shopping, which means I haven't got any money left to spend.
Well then, go to the cafe and have a cup of coffee. Surely that won't spoil your appetite, will it?
Yeah, okay, fine, I'll do that, but please, please, please try not to take too long. If you do, I might have to order one of their delicious chocolate cakes. Oh, come on, Robbie. You can't be serious. I can't wait for another 2 hours. I haven't eaten all day and I'm starving.
I'm sorry, Lucy, but I've got to get this work finished today. Why don't you wait for me in the cafe opposite the supermarket and have a little something to eat if you're so hungry?
No, thanks. I don't want to spoil my appetite for dinner, and I've been shopping, which means I haven't got any money left to spend.
Well then, go to the cafe and have a cup of coffee. Surely that won't spoil your appetite, will it?
Yeah, okay, fine, I'll do that, but please, please, please try not to take too long. If you do, I might have to order one of their delicious chocolate cakes.
Situation 7. You overhear two young people talking about a skiing holiday.
So, Roger, how was the skiing holiday?
Well, to be honest, I think last year's was better. It cost more or less the same, so I can't complain about that. But as far as the skiing is concerned, this time we were left very much to our own devices. Last year, we had a great instructor who was very helpful. I could really have used him this year, I tell you. The accommodation was basic, but perfectly acceptable, and it was right above my favourite bar, so I wasn't complaining.
So, swings and roundabouts, really?
Yes, exactly.
So, Roger, how was the skiing holiday?
Well, to be honest, I think last year's was better. It cost more or less the same, so I can't complain about that. But as far as the skiing is concerned, this time we were left very much to our own devices. Last year, we had a great instructor who was very helpful. I could really have used him this year, I tell you. The accommodation was basic, but perfectly acceptable, and it was right above my favourite bar, so I wasn't complaining.
So, swings and roundabouts, really?
Yes, exactly. Situation 8. You hear someone talking about what happened to them at the airport.
Honestly, Lizzie, I can't think of anything else that could have gone wrong. First I missed the plane, and then I fell and sprained my ankle at the airport, and now my handbag's missing. Luckily, I had my passport and my keys in my pocket, but my driving license was in my bag. I do have a photocopy of it, and I don't intend to do any driving while I'm in Italy, but what a mess. I wish I'd stayed at home. Honestly, Lizzie, I can't think of anything else that could have gone wrong. First I missed the plane, and then I fell and sprained my ankle at the airport, and now my handbag's missing. Luckily, I had my passport and my keys in my pocket, but my driving license was in my bag. I do have a photocopy of it, and I don't intend to do any driving while I'm in Italy, but what a mess. I wish I'd stayed at home.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.